You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Yesterday, secondary teachers took part in a one-day strike due to stalled pay talks. Teachers have rejected the government's offer for a 1% pay increase per year for 3 years and a doubling of the number of days teachers can be called into work when schools are closed. The government is strongly encouraging the Post-Primary Teachers Association to return to negotiations. The 15th of August marked India's Independence Day, and celebrations across Indian communities in Tāmaki Makaurau took place over the weekend. And a new watchdog report has revealed 62% of Mount Eden prisoners are in voluntary segregation due to feeling unsafe. Other issues noted by the report include significant staffing shortages and limited rehabilitation activities. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I asked Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking if he was supportive of yesterday's teacher strike.
I was out in Highbury on the North Shore yesterday with our local teachers, supporting their cause. I think that teachers are incredibly important to the future of our young people.
What is your response to Education Minister Erica Stanford saying the PPTA did not spend long enough at the bargaining table before striking?
Well, that's just ridiculous. When you scrap pay equity claims and lock out secondary school teachers making a claim, you can expect a pretty strong reaction from them. And yesterday, that's what I heard. They don't want to settle for less than 1%. They believe that they're worth more, and I support them in that. We've got to make sure that trusted professions, important professions like teaching, you know, are jobs that we are supporting.
How much of a difference do you think cancelling teachers' pay equity claim made in their decision to strike?
Oh, certainly a lot. I mean, what we're seeing is, you know, if you're a landlord, then you get a tax cut. If you are a board director, you're getting an 80% pay rise under this government. So teachers are feeling incredibly undervalued through the NCEA changes, as an example. They don't feel listened to. They don't feel like they've been able to participate in the decision making. And so, you know, Erica Stanford, as the minister, she hasn't listened to the sector and teachers. And as a result, there's low trust there. So, you know, I've supported them to continue going through a bargaining process if they wish to. But I think the strike was the right thing to do yesterday because the minister just isn't listening.
Were you following any of the Indian Independence Day celebrations with Chris Hipkins over the weekend?
Like many New Zealanders, I saw a lot of social media of both the Prime Minister and the Labour leader, Chris Hipkins. You know, I think it's a good occasion. It's not out of turn that at an Indian or ethnic or even Māori and Pacific function that politicians are asked to get up and dance. So, you know, good on them for giving it a go.
There were several events over the weekend that connected Indian and Māori communities. Is this relationship something you think is important?
Oh, absolutely. I've got cousins that are of Indian and Māori descent down the coast. I think there's a genuine respect for each other's culture. But there's a lot of similarities too, the basics of the importance of whānau and family, and that life, community and family is all centred around kai and food and hospitality. So many cultural similarities there.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been criticised for his authoritarian and Hindu nationalist policies and rhetoric. When Labour engages with the Indian community here, are you mindful of engaging with Modi supporters compared to those who have been harmed by his administration?
Certainly, I think across our ethnic communities or, you know, any communities, we need to be aware of other layers of complexity, both here locally and in international relations. But our job here is to support Indians that live in New Zealand, that are citizens, making them feel at home here in Aotearoa.
Are you aware of any concerns about Labour's engagement with people or groups that hold Hindu nationalist beliefs and the harm that could be inflicted on other members of the Indian diaspora because of this engagement?
I'm not aware of any of those relationships, no.
A new report has revealed 62% of Mount Eden prisoners are in voluntary segregation because they feel so unsafe. Are you concerned by this number?
Yes, I am. And our spokesperson, Tracy McClellan, has shared her concerns too. This really needs to be properly looked into.
There were some concerns also raised about the limited opportunities for rehabilitation and an inability for case managers, educational tutors and mental health workers to access prisoners. Is this a sign of our correctional system failing?
Yes, it is. And under this government, things have got worse. I remember fondly the work in my previous life before politics to Wānanga o Aotearoa delivered a number of educational programs into prisoners within the correction system, whether it be about te reo Māori and language, whether it was about literacy. And it really enabled them to go through education that they may not have been able to access previously. We funded that, we supported that. You know, and for me personally, I think it's really important that we invest in rehabilitation, that people have the opportunity to get their life on the right track. But that doesn't come without government actually looking at these people in a humane way and doing what they can to support rehabilitation and establishing a future for these people.
Are you confident Labor could do a better job managing the correction system?
Well, Labor did do a better job, but the difference for Labor is that we have got to focus on breaking the cycle of reoffending. Under this government, you just get a whack. You get locked up. It's very punitive, but it actually doesn't support rehabilitation. So I do believe that Labor is better.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on yesterday's teacher strike, India's Independence Day celebrations in Tāmaki Makaurau, and concerns about safety and rehabilitation in Mount Eden Prison.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.